The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Vic from Lightning. Vic, another season finally here. How happy are you with Lightning 2026?
Yeah, we've had a good pre-season. Started back in October, and obviously we've had a couple of girls away on international duty, so the girls that have been in with us have been working really hard. We've had some good pre-season games and feel like the girls are in a really good position leading into the season. I can't believe it's come around this quickly.
I'd love to know if you got on the phone to Lauren when you found out that Sam Marie was joining, and maybe more so when you found out that Sophie Fawns was joining Karen over at Thunder.
To be fair, I think people have recruited well, and I think it's always good to see when you've, you know, those players have done a really good job over in SSN, and I am excited to actually see, you know, how they do across this league, and it's only going to kind of improve and develop the kind of competition level through the NSL. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how they go, and looking forward to playing against them.
Well, those games against Lightning, well, I mean, they're ones to definitely watch, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
And the league is finally getting to the level where they can attract that type of people and players.
Yeah, 100%. You know, the league is attracting some really strong players, and I feel like it's been heading that way over the last couple of years. So hopefully, as the competition, you know, it increases kind of week in, week out, it continues to attract the best players in the world.
We know about some of the qualities that Jess Shaw will bring. What are you seeing from her already, initially, from those friendlies?
Yeah, I mean, Jess is one of the ones that's been kind of in with us a little bit and then back away with international. So when she has been with us, she's literally kind of slotted in seamlessly. So it's been really good to see that. But we have had her in and around our environment previously. So we do, you know, there is already a connection there. So it doesn't take too long for that to kind of just reappear. I think she's done a great job across pre-season. And it's been great to see her kind of performing on an international stage as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing her impact this season too.
Selena's obviously come back from Dragons. You'll be aware of her game from your time at Lightning?
Yeah, so Selena came through our Next Gen programme and is at university, at Loughborough University. So constantly kind of working with Selena in the background last season, and she did get the opportunity to go across to Dragons. So that was a really good opportunity for her to get some experience in the NSL. I think for us, we know that she's a young developing athlete. She's subsequently learning from a really strong kind of defensive end with Loughborough Lightning, and she can kind of take in all that those players, all those experienced players are sharing week in, week out in training, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what she can bring to the court this season.
Obviously you brought in Sammy last season. How did you find her?
Yeah, brilliant. You know, she's great. She's a huge character, good fun, like focused in training, and you've seen it yourself. She's an absolute super shooter. So yeah, really pleased with Sammy from last season and into this season, where we've been working a lot on how we can capitalize through the super shot and make some good decisions through that. And I think she's going to be hot in that circle, I think, this season.
I'm finding it really hard to find anybody who isn't a member of the Shadeen fan club, not only on court, but just off court as well, and just everything that she brings to the team.
Yeah, Shadeen is an amazing player and an amazing person. She literally is like the ultimate teammate. She's so experienced, and one of the biggest things about Shadeen is she just constantly wants to continue to develop her own game, and look at where as a squad we can have big impacts, what we what she does individually can have a huge impact on the squad and us winning and being consistent. So she'll forever be, you know, she's an ultimate kind of trainer. She'll do everything right from a fueling perspective. Like, she's the ultimate athlete, but she's also a fabulous teammate.
You know what, as well, Vic, I'm just really pleased to see the development of Alice and Berry continuing.
Yeah. Yeah, Alice has just consistently progressed for me over the last couple of seasons. And I'm really excited to see what she can bring this season as well. We've been exploring her out at goal defence a little bit across pre-season, so that might be something that you might see from Alice. hopefully we get the opportunity to do that at some point. And she's done a really good job there. And Berry obviously has been in and around, kind of in with us a little bit, with England a little bit. And it's been great to see her just continue to build those connections in the circle. She's really brave as a shooter. She's not afraid to go to post, and that's exactly what we want from our shooters. And yeah, it's been really good to connect in with her and see her develop. And I'm very excited to see her.
And you continue as well to have Ella, Beth and Nat as well, just their experience, their confidence as well, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it goes without saying, doesn't it? Like, Beth and Nat, like, absolutely huge defensively. Really solid in their game knowledge, the intensity, the work rate that they bring. They both literally set the tone of and expectations of what the girls are achieving in training, and where we need to get to week in, week out across training to be able to be successful on the court. And then Ella's just a constant smart shooter. Her netball IQ is just massive, and she's constantly asking good questions, challenging why we do things, and that's exactly what we need from her. And even trying to align some of the styles of, like, the super shot to basketball, because that is obviously her background. So yeah, I'm really pleased with our whole squad, and I'm just really excited to hopefully lift the trophy this season.
Everybody's going to say top four, but Lightning season, where we're going to see some of the highs as well?
I mean, yes, we say top four. I feel like that's a stepping stone, because we want to win the league and we want to win the championship. I think we have a few kind of unfinished business, I would say, from kind of last season, in that both our fixtures against Forest we didn't win, and that's something that we want to put right. And and there's always going to be that kind of Midlands rivalry, which is really good for the game, really good for the fans and the players, so I'm looking forward to that. And ultimately, we want to be lifting the trophy at the end of the season, so we want, like, lots of learners throughout the season, but also, like, that consistency and to really enjoy the journey. There is going to be highs and lows, but actually through that, like, coming together, being a squad, and kind of sticking together through thick and thin.
Fantastic. Vic, looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Nat Panagari.
On an earlier podcast, I spoke to Shireen van der Merwe, and I asked her what it's like to be part of Lightning.
I'm absolutely loving it, being part of Loughborough Lightning. They've just been welcoming really well, and I've just been enjoying every minute and every second of my time being here.
Lightning are always going to be one of the ones that are to beat as well. So are you noticing improvements in your game under Vic?
I'm always a player that believes there's always room for improvement, and I'm never too old to learn, even though I am 32 years old. I just feel like...
You don't look it.
Thank you. But no, as a player, it's really important to always, try to, like, I think I'm sometimes like a sponge, like trying to absorb everything I get from any coach. But no, being part of this group and learning so much from Vic, Stedis and Liv, in that coaching trio as well, like, it's so good for me, and it always adds a lot of value to my play as well. And no, it's just great. And for me, being able to, to adapt to maybe a little bit of a different style of play, but me being able to do that and just adds value more to my game as well.
How do the facilities on the ones at Thunder, and obviously there must be a reason that the Roses choose it for their main base.
Oh yeah, what? Absolutely. The facilities at Loughborough Lightning is amazing. Like, it's a high performance centre, and you just, the thing what I like about that is you just always see people working out, exercising, improving, and it just keeps you motivated. You can just see how much people are determined to be a better human or like an athlete. But no, I can understand why England is based here with the facility. That's, everything's just on campus. It's easy to get around. And yeah, it's great.
Is there such a thing as a typical week for you now that the league's gone pro?
I won't say like training has changed as much, like still not being totally professional, you know, not training during the day as we wanted to, still have to train at night. But still, wherever we get opportunity to, you know, to train, we do. And having your gym and training as per usual. But I think like heading ahead into the future, it would be great if the franchise gets the opportunity for the athletes to train during the day, not waiting the whole day to be able to train at night. But it is getting there. At least we do have some morning trainings, which is good as well. But yeah, that's again like before some of the players have to go teaching, you know. So so I don't think like necessarily like it's a massive difference in training wise. As I feel like it has been the same since last year, but I think it's baby steps going into the right direction.
Mentioning Lightning to any fan of the league as well, they're instantly going to think of Nat, Beth and Ella as well. So maybe a quick word on them. What are they like as new teammates?
The first training session I joined, it was just so great. I already felt like, oh, this I can make my home.
Wonderful.
And working with players that's been with Loughborough Lightning for long, like, you know, your Alan Clark, Hannah Joseph, Beth Copton and Nat Ban, it's just so great because they are all experienced players and they value me as much as I value them as well. So I get to learn a lot from them on attack and defensive, you know, side of things. And it's just so great to be able to work with players that's so determined and so got that grit in them as well. So it's good to be able to be part of this, you know, what do you call it, like the foundation of Loughborough Lightning, because they've been around for so long and they know how things are working and how they want to get done with. So no, it's absolutely great to be able to be part of them, and it's just great how they just accepted me and made me feel so welcome from the first day.
Another new addition to Lightning this season is Sammy. She's already making an impression, but just having somebody like that as well as part of the side must give everybody really a great lift.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sammy is a great asset to the team as well with her experience. You know, she's been playing professional netball at such a young age and she's been SSN for 8 years. So the experience she brings is immense and she's just a good girl to be around as well. She brings good vibes as well. So, and I think that's important for a team to bring that energy as well. But no, Sammy's brought a lot and she can still bring a lot. So it's exciting. And we are housemates at the moment and we've just clicked from the start. So
I bet that's nice fun.
So it's nice to be around with her, like outside of netball and on court.
I wanted to ask you really about Super Shot in a way. Have you had to change your game much to deal with it?
Yeah, it is a bit of a change in the style of, you know, defensively and attack. But luckily for me, like I had a bit of experience when I was in SSN for 2.5 seasons when they did incorporate the Super Shot. So I feel like I did have a little bit of experience with that, but it does change. Saying like in a normal set of play, you do want to force the goal shooters away from post, where as soon as that buzzer hits, that last 5 minutes, now you want to force them towards post. So it's just being able to, you know, make that change and trying to limit them on the super shots, because, I mean, we have seen that the super shot, everybody was a bit like questioning the super shot, but you can see it can change a game.
Having an effect, isn't it?
Yeah, already? It does. And it just, I think it's nice for players as well to have that switch and just think a little bit like outside the box.
In a few weeks' time as well, the Thorns are going to be doing a curtain raiser ahead of the Super League fixtures as well. Obviously playing the Kelpies, the Australians. How important do you think fixtures like this are, and as a double header ahead of the men's Super League games?
Yeah, I think it's important. I think if we want to look ahead to what we want netball to bring to the world, and we want it to be like Olympic sport as well, and we need to get the men involved to see how great they are as well. Like, they are just like next level, you know, they just jump higher and they are stronger than us, but the game stays the same. So it is important to be able to give them also the exposure and, you know, get the opportunity as well to, you know, play a curtain raiser before a big event or so on. So it's good for them as well. Keeps them motivated as well. And hopefully, like, in the long run, if we do want netball to be like Olympic sport, it needs to involve everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and it was so nice to have a chat with you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports, and we're on the podcasts rail.